time, my friends. Well, let's lighten it up. A little bit of a sex scandal. That's always fun.
A good political sex scandal.
Right. One that doesn't really affect us either, which is good.
It's kind of way over there, Alabama.
Yep, it happened in Alabama, and it's Governor Robert Bentley. See, an audio tape got recorded about a year ago of Robert Bentley talking to one of his political aides, Rebecca Mason. Mm-hmm. And in that audio tape, we'll play a little bit of it right here. In that audio tape, he's on the phone. It's a one-sided conversation that we're hearing, his side of the conversation. He talks about things that he likes to do with her. And again, this is barely safe for work. Mm-hmm. So if you got kids in the car, you might want to just pull over to the side, let them stand out there for a second while we play this, and then we'll come back. Is that all right? Does that work?
That's okay. Good advice.
When I stand behind you and I put my arms around you and I put my hands on your breast and I put my hands on you and just pull you in real close, I love that too. Put my hands under you.
So he's describing a very specific act. He now denies he actually carried out. He said there was no physical relationship, there was no sexual relationship, and yet he's describing something pretty in detail.
He's standing behind her, putting his arms around her, and
and I love it when I do that.
Yeah, loves it when
love
he does
that.
Yeah. And then he goes on to say that maybe we should do this more often with the door closed. It's almost inaudible, but he does say that on the tape. Well, today, Mr. Bentley had to stand before a packed press conference with Alabamans,
mm-hmm.
who are like, oh, what exactly is going on here? And of course, now this happened. This audio tape came out about a year ago, and he has subsequently gotten a divorce
mm-hmm.
from his wife. He's got four kids. He was, of course, a family values politician. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's one of the people who has spoken out about how gays and lesbians will ruin the sanctity of marriage, and this might have ruined his marriage. You might argue.
Yeah, I think grabbing a little booby from your mm-hmm. political advisor also will ruin the sanctity of marriage. But
that's
a separate issue. Yeah, and okay, so here he is.
Today, I want to apologize to the people of the state of Alabama, and once again, I want to apologize to my family. I am truly sorry, and I accept full responsibility.
But were you shoplifting the pootie?
I want everyone to know, though, that I have never had a physical affair with Mrs. Mason. I can assure the people of Alabama that as their governor, I have never done anything illegal. I have never asked any member of my staff or any cabinet member to lie.
Yeah, I don't know. When you hear the transcript, I'm not sure how he stands behind that part of it, that there was no physical relationship. He says things like, if we're going to do what we did the other day, we're going to have to start locking the door.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no physical relationship.
Mm-hmm. But that's never stopped people from...
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never.
Sounds somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About the same.
There are similarities there, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially right here.
Describe your relationship with Ms. Mason beyond the fact that she is clearly your closest aide and confidant.
Well, I think that's what she is. She is my closest aide, or one of my aides that is part of my leadership team. And she does an outstanding job. She has worked for me in various capacities. In fact, she has been with me the entire time before I was elected governor.
Now we understand what various capacities means. Various capacities. Okay.
Why, she was with me. Sometimes she was at the very top of my establishment. Sometimes she was at the bottom of my establishments. And sometimes I was in front of her. And sometimes she was, I was behind her. I don't remember exactly where she was in the corporate structure at this point. But that's sort of what I believe I'm trying to say. Is this press conference nearly over?
You've trusted Collier for years as day one of your administration. Why shouldn't people believe what he's saying now? Why is there magically a different standard for him?
Well, what Mr. Collier is saying today is just not accurate, and it's just not true.
Governor, did the mistake that you say you made contribute to your divorce?
I don't have any comment on that.
In other words, yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
Such an honest news conference. Yeah. Well, which we come to expect from politicians in general.
Right.
Caught red-handed.
Well, but now it depends on exactly what you mean by divorce then. They'll miss him. There might have been some concurrence. All right. Now,
I haven't heard her speak yet. I mean, because you would think she could just
I think
come out
she's
and say,
with
yeah,
him.
It happened.
I think she's with him on this.
Oh, so she's sort of, okay, backing him. Whatever your talking points are, I'll say that that's good. That's where we're going with.
Yeah. I think she doesn't want it. And she's Mrs. Mason.
Oh.
Did you notice that? He referred to her as Mrs. Mason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden he's got a mad husband. Yeah, there's a lot of bad things going on here. It's just not good.
Well, it's hard to get ugly. She pointed a finger at someone else in the administration who was eventually fired, and there's all kinds of concerns about, you know.
Right, the law enforcement guy.
Yeah.
The guy who was the head Alabama Department of Public Safety, which mm-hmm. is they call the ALEA there, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. That guy was. He said he knew about it. He started expressing concerns about the fact that she was making decisions that only a governor could make, and then he started to squawk to the governor about it, and then the governor said, "Well, we're having an affair. Can you help me cover it up?" This is according to the mm-hmm. guy who got fired. He goes,
says
"No,
he refused to cover it up."
Then he got fired, and the next thing you know, you got a press conference, and he's being asked about it. Well, there are many different positions that can be taken here. Now, what would Warren G. Harding say about this? Warren G. Harding,
almost afraid to know,
one of the great lovers of the Western world, and certainly in the first half of the 20th century.
My love, I love your poise of perfect thighs when they hold me in paradise. I love the rose your garden grows, love, seashell pink, that over it glows. I love to suck your breath away, I love to cling, there long to stay. I love you garbed, but naked more, love your beauty to thus adore.
Those were his actual letters.
Mm-hmm. Those were letters that Warren G. Harding wrote. So what does Warren G. Harding think about this guy? We'll find out after Violetta's WGN Traffic Trouble Spots right now, being brought to you by Violetta. And I'm sure they're very, very proud to be associated. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Of course.
Yeah, that's almost perfect.
Treat yourself
to
a night of live music. Your symphonic favorites like Brahms, number 2, Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. She was hot. And Mahler set forth. Experience the CSO's Ricardo Muti and special guests in Orchestra Hall. Order today at cso.org/thrill.
That's a perfect commercial.
Even when you can't be there, they are at Chicago Tribune Sports Plus with more coverage from more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. Warren?
Thank you.
Back to you.
Now, remember, Warren Harding was a president of the United States. He had the best political affairs of all politicians ever because he wrote love letters to
and
his lovers.
They are steamy. Ooh.
So this guy in Alabama's got nothing on him when he's like calling someone going, I'd like to cradle your breasts. That's nothing compared to Warren G. Harding. Take this one, for example.
Okay.
I stopped play to have sandwiches and crack a bottle of wine, so I could dwell with my thoughts. You can guess where they centered. On a New Year's Eve beginning a year before, when the bell rang. The chorus, while our hearts sang the rapture without words, and we greeted the new year from the hallowed heights of heaven. When I get home, I was too tired to sleep, but I rested, and you were summoned in finally. and you came. A vision vividly plain. A goddess in human form. And a perfect form, clad only in flowing hair. You were joyously received. And Jerry came and insisted on staying a while.
Remind us who Jerry is again?
It's my thing.
It's just... I'm sorry, Warren, it's a little gross. I mean, I don't really want to hear it. It's like 1920s-style love letters.
Honestly, I hurt with the insatiable longing until I feel that there will never be any relief until I take a long, deep, wild draft on your lips and then bury my face on your pillowing breasts. Oh, Carrie, I want the solace you can only give. It is awful to hunger so and be so wholly denied.
I don't know if it's better or worse. That's kind of than our Alabama guy.
The joy of fevered fondling and melting kisses. Wouldn't you like to make the suspected occupant of the next room jealous of the joys he could not know, as we did the morning of our communion in Richmond?
What'd you drop there? What happened?
I'm kind of dropping everything. Just hearing that. There was a
family from Dayton that just walked by.
And they waved. And they were like in the window waving. And then they go, wait a minute. And they took their little kid's ears and they put their hands over it and said, come on, get out of here.
Wait, who is Jerry?
Oh.
Jerry is his junk. I have one.
It's
I have
terrible.
One totally about Jerry. Would you like to hear that?
Yes, I would.
Since Kevin asked. Thank you, Kevin.
President Warren G. Harding. Writing about the, and this is, listen, there's a news peg for this. The governor of Alabama got caught with his pants down.
Jerry.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it.
You recall Jerry, whose cards I once sent you to Europe. came in while I was pondering your notes in glad reflection, and we talked about it. He was strongly interested and elated and clung to discussion. He told me to say that you are the best and darlingest in the world. And if you could have but one wish, it would be to be held in your darling embrace, thrilled by your pink lips that convey the surpassing rapture of human touch and the unspeakable joy...
Warren Rowe, please stop.
Of love's surpassing embrace. I cordially agree with all he said. Perhaps it is not important, maybe not even interesting, but he is devotedly, exclusively for you.
I don't think I should be listening.
Yeah, I really do think several people, including Violetta and those younger than her, starting at her age on down, should not be listening.
I think it's romantic.
Oh, except
you know,
he's
it
talking
sounds romantic,
about,
and then you're like, wait, what?
What? Let's read between the lines here, people.
I've thrown up three times.
I know.
And you know what a tough ass I am.
Yes. You can see why his family did not want these letters released.
Yeah, they fought. They fought over this.
They fought. It took 50 years to have them released because they, you know, they reveal some things that just maybe don't, you know, that, you know, they don't look very kindly on him historically. Although he actually wrote in the letters, too. I am not fit for this office and should never have been here. So that's embarrassing as well.
Well, what's better? What's better? The governor...
Alabama?
Governor... Boob grabbing? What?
The governor.
You were thinking about it. Yeah, I could tell you were thinking about. I could tell you were thinking about it last night. I changed the subject, didn't I? It's okay. Everything's gonna be fine. We're gonna be all right this week. I know it is.
Mm-hmm. Robert Bentley, there he is, governor of Alabama. Yeah. Did not have a physical relationship. All of that was just talk.
That guy's got nothing on Jerry.